We're going to chat about accessible technology now. I'm delighted to be joined by visually impaired inventor Peter Forsyth and his co-inventor Laura McLean, who between them have come up with a cracking idea. It's called the Ramble Tag. And yeah, Tom, tell us more, please.
Well, it's something that between us we created out of necessity.
So there's a story behind it?
There is a story behind it, yeah.
And what's that story? Why the necessity?
Well, I have a large dog. He's not a guide dog. That's Mr. Finn, the retriever.
Right.
And Laura has a dog too, and that's Lady Soda.
They're great names.
Yeah. So what was happening was that occasionally my partner, that's Francis, that's Dr. Francis, would, you know, maybe go away with her family or, you know, she wouldn't be around to assist me with walking the dog. So Laura had very kindly, you know, volunteered to help me. So what we were doing, we were going out with both the dogs, and we would find that so often it occurred that one of them might pull in either direction, which would cause Laura and I to lose contact. At this time, I would hold on to the material on Laura's elbow.
Yeah.
You know, and she would just keep me right, as it were. So this, as I say, we were losing contact time after time. Now I was struggling to, you know, to sort of relocate myself. And we had just been blethering, carrying on a bit. And Laura had suggested, you know, there must be an easier way than this. And I sort of came back with, it'd be great if you had a handle in your arm. And that's how it all started.
Now, before we come into studio, obviously I met you guys in reception, and Laura, you were wearing the device. Would you like to describe it, please, to the listeners?
It's a very simple harness worn on the upper arm, and it's a lightweight, waterproof band that goes around the arm, and it has a neoprene handle. I had quite a tight but firm handle that hangs just to the length of your elbow. Fastens with two Velcro straps, so dead easy to put on. You don't notice wearing it.
It's really impressive. That's the first thing that jumped out at me.
Yeah, no, we've developed it through quite a different, you know, each stage of development. We've tweaked wee bits, the shape of it, the materials. We had to have it that was comfortable to wear for the wearer, and comfortable for the hand to be in, you know, in all weathers.
And Laura, what was your first impression when Tom came up with this idea? Did you think it was something that could work?
Yeah, it was just a kind of back and forth spark. So we went straight on to, you know, like, oh, we could put it around the arm with a Velcro, you know, a simple Velcro kind of thing. And that night I chopped up an old bag that I had lying around and just sort of put together a kind of test of proof of concept to go out with the next day. So turned up in the morning with it. And
does it make you feel more comfortable as the guide?
Yeah, definitely. I was never comfortable with them the way we were. And that was part of how the conversation came about, is that, you know, I was always nervous. I'm not used to walking with someone, you know, needs guidance. And I was quite nervous of going up and down curbs. And if the ground was a little bit uneven, the way he was holding me just didn't feel safe. So, yeah, I know that he's safe holding it. And I can feel that he's always got a grip, you know, that's not going to come apart. So, yeah.
And Tom, do you mind if I ask you what your own sight condition is?
Well, I've been an insulin-dependent diabetic for 60 years. And I'm afraid that sight loss for bad diabetics is part and parcel. The little blood vessels were taking it upon themselves to grow in my retina, and I had to have them removed.
Yeah, so if we could talk about the Ramble Tag again. After you had that light bulb moment, the pair of you, what happened next?
Well, I think, as Laura had said there, she appeared with it, and we took it for a test run, and I think we both felt that this was the answer that we were looking for. And after that, we just concentrated on trying to improve it.
So Tom, is this your first go at inventing something?
No, but I've always turned my hand to try anything.
You're a bit of an odd job man and jack of all trades.
Yeah, both Laura and I have creative backgrounds.
Right.
So it was fairly I think when we achieved at the Rambo tag we have just now, we knew we were there. You know, we had both contributed all the way. This is probably our seventh prototype, and this is the finished one. So all the time we knew what we were heading for, and we were sharing that all the time. Yeah. And as each improvement came along, you know, we were satisfied. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we just moved on.
So what happens next?
Well, we're trying to make it available. We've been in touch with various sensory organisations, and hopefully we can spread the word and visually impaired people might like to give it a try.
Now, you said to me when we were coming up to the studio there that you're not in it for the money. What would you like to see happening with your product?
Well, we would really like that if it is going to enhance or improve the lifestyle of the visually impaired, let them have a wee bit more fun, then I think we would be quite happy if it did that. We will, of course, take the money. Don't get us wrong.
Now, obviously, I asked Laura to describe it as a sighted person. Can you sell it to the blind community, Tom? Why should people be interested in getting their hands on the Rambo tag?
An interesting point is that the Rambo tag is able to cross over in situations like it might be a gender or a cultural issue where that it might be, you know, not to the guide or the visually impaired person to be too intimate.
Yeah, it'd be inappropriate.
Inappropriate. In that case, the Rambo tag offers a simple, straightforward solution.
Laura, have you anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, everything about it is weatherproof, waterproof. You know, we've designed it in Scotland and we've been very aware
probably for the best.
These reasons. Yeah. So the inside that touches your arm is made of space mesh, and it's very breathable, porous, quick drying. And then the outside is handle is neoprene. Which is what, you know, you'll get welly boots and stuff made out of.
When you're using the Rambo tag, you're away from the guide, although you're safe and secure, but it gives you that the sense of freedom. You know, you can, if you like, set the pace. It just gives you that. You're able to smell the flowers. You know, get it on, enjoy it, walk freely, turn what may be what you might consider an awkward walk, turn it into a pleasant stroll. Get yourself a Rambo tag.
What about costs? Has that even crossed your mind yet? A realistic price?
We managed to contact a manufacturer who themselves had experience of sight loss in their family. And on our initial meeting with them, both Laura and I felt that they believed in the product and they were right behind us. So we have got to the stage that we have a contract with a manufacturing company, and we're delighted to be working with them.
That must be exhilarating. And I hear it's up for industry recognition already. It's up for a prestigious award.
That is correct. Someone, one of my colleagues, had contacted me and told me about the Blackwood International Design Award. So I contacted the Blackwood organisation in Edinburgh, and I spoke with a Mr. Paul Richoux, and I could tell by the way the conversation was going that he was really interested in the product, and he actually offered to come through to Glasgow that day to conduct an interview with Laura and myself and see the product for himself.
Yeah, we just need to clarify that the Blackwood Design Awards is not quite open yet for entry, but we've had all the kind of interviews and great feedback to get to that point when they open it.
And Laura, how can people find out more about the product?
We currently have a Kickstarter campaign running. That has we've got a website as well, which is www.rambotag.co.uk. And that has links to our video, our Kickstarter, TV interviews, which kind of, you know, describe. We've also got subtitles on our Kickstarter, English subtitles, if anyone needs that. And yeah, we'd encourage anyone that's interested to go on and have a look, and, you know, that'll give you all the information.
You said you're both quite artistic, but this is your first venture. To me, it seems as if it's going to be a resounding success. What's next for you guys?
We'll see what tomorrow brings.
If we survive it.
Yeah, we'll continue. It might not be for the visually impaired, but we're going to come up with something.
Well, Tom Forsyth and his co-inventor, Laura, I wish you lots of success with the project, and we'll no doubt get you back in again in the not-too-distant future. Good luck.
Thank you.
We can hardly wait.
Good on.